especially in an age where it's extremely, this existence is very introverted now. Everyone's about expressing themselves. When you couple that with the fact that we live in California, I'm originally from Oklahoma. I'm not saying this to diss anyone from California, but this is the most self-absorbed society I've ever seen in my life. People are inebriated with themselves. Like everywhere you go, people are dressed like they're at the red carpet. Even the gym. You go to 24-hour fitna, and you find people there dressed as though it's like, hey, I'm in the club. It's like, you're wrong club. It's a gym. Right? You go to Oklahoma, they got like baggy sweats on and like old tennis shoes, and nobody cares. And then I have like tattoos that say like, I am human. You know, stuff like that. It's a very, very extroverted reality. And I'm not saying that to diss anyone, but scholars of Islam and social scholars, and this is why I encourage Muslims always to go into social sciences. Yeah, to understand patterns and trends in society and see how Islam answers these questions in a way that brings benefit to people, right? But here it becomes extremely, extremely important to have a break, to really look into ourselves, to run like a virus check on the soul. So we come into a 30-day period, 29 or 30-day period, where the focus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the focus is on our own mistakes. And that's why the scholars said, man yakshif lahu, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed or uncovered for that person their uyub, then Allah laqad manna Allahu alayh. Then this is a favor of Allah. And that's why at least in Egypt, some of our mashaykh of the qulub, they say maqam al-kashf, the station where Allah lifts the veils from your eyes and you see the crap that you do. And that's the best way to say it, right? You see who you are. And then you say, man, I got issues. How many of us are converts here? Anyone? Right. How did we convert? When we realized what? We had serious problems, right or wrong. The veils were lifted and we said, man, how am I living my life? So that's why one of the scholars said, how many mistakes led people to paradise? Yeah. So in this month, taking that time to look into ourselves, because one of the universals of this month is that it reminds us of the hereafter.